Devin Haney retains his WBC World Lightweight title with a 12-round UD over Jorge Linares. This was a very shaky performance from Devin Haney, from my perspective at least. Because yes, Linares was the most accomplished opponent Devin Haney had fought thus far, multi-weight world champion and all that. But to put it in perspective, Linares had 5 defeats on his record at this point. All of those defeats were by knockout, and 3 of them were early. He was stopped twice in the first round, once in the second round, once in the 10th round, and once in the 11th round. His most recent defeat was back in 2019, where he was knocked out in 1 round by Pablo Cesar Cano. And then prior to that, he was obviously beaten by Lomachenko, who stopped him in 10. Several years prior to that, this is way back in the days to be fair, he was stopped by Sergio Thompson in 2 rounds. Prior to that, he was stopped by Antonio DeMarco in 11 rounds. I remember that fight very well. And then in 2009, he suffered his first career defeat, which was again a 1-round TKO stoppage defeat to Juan Carlos Salgado. So Linares has never been the most durable guy. And at 35 years of age, he's kind of long in the tooth now. He's still got that hand speed. Linares has always been somebody that has a good degree of athleticism. Always had fast hands, decent power, but always been vulnerable. Not only in terms of punch resistance has there been a bit of vulnerability there, been down on multiple occasions in his career, but also in terms of cuts. He does cut quite easily, Jorge Linares. And I've seen Linares capitulate mentally in fights on several occasions. He did against DeMarco, he did against Vasyl Lomachenko, and so on. So for a young champion like Haney to not only be taken the distance by this guy, but to also get hurt quite badly and fail to put any kind of real dent in Linares, to me that is concerning, because Haney has been talking himself up a lot, but this was not a performance worthy of all that talk. And although he said in the lead up to this fight, I'm not going to go looking for the knockout, if it comes, it comes, he did go looking for the knockout. He was outboxing Linares through the majority of this fight, but I thought that he lacked precision. His right hands were not really landing clean. He was trying with a straight right hand early. That wasn't landing. It was being blocked by Linares's gloves. And then he tried to curve the right hand round the side of Linares's gloves, or kind of throw a right hook. But that wasn't really landing that clean either. He was doing some good defensive things in there. He was making Linares miss with his left hook by pulling back. He was having a lot of Linares's shots sail over his head by ducking low on the inside and at mid-range. He was controlling the fight, at least at one stage, with his jab, with some real nice work with that punch. But when it comes to his power shots, there was nothing putting a dent in Linares. And again, this is a guy who has seen better days at 35 years of age and has a history of not being that durable. And Haney wasn't putting a dent in him. He was also throwing nice left uppercuts, Devin Haney, that he was getting through Linares' guard from time to time. But again, nothing really seemed to bother Linares that much. There was a point in the middle of the fight when Devin Haney decided to stop boxing and moving around. And he wasn't running in this fight by any means, but he was boxing at long range for the most part. But towards the middle of the fight, he said, you know what, ditch this. I need to stop this guy. I don't know whether it was due to advice from his corner, whoever it was, a decision that he decided to make by himself. But he went in there and he started pushing Jorge Linares back and was clearly looking for the knockout. And again, his punches were not that precise. He was hitting arms and gloves, missing, and nothing really damaging got through when he was trying to push Jorge Linares back. It was ineffective pressure for the most part. Now, what I will say is he demonstrated the fact that he's physically stronger than Linares. He did show that. But in terms of effective pressure, landing hurtful, telling punches, damaging shots, nah. There wasn't really much there from Devin Haney. So after pushing Linares back for a little bit, he went back to long-range boxing. After that, didn't really pay dividends. And from time to time, he would then come in and stand with Linares again and try and exchange with him. And at the end of, what was it, the 10th round or the 11th round? I forget now. I think it was the end of the 10th round. It was either the end of the 10th or the end of the 11th. Devin Haney came out. The end of the 10th or the end of the 11th. Devin Haney was in a exchange with Linares, and Linares got the better of the exchange. And Devin Haney was badly hurt. He got hit with a number of shots from Linares, I think a right and a left. Linares has always had quick hands, and on the inside, at mid-range like that, either on the inside or at mid-range, Linares' hands are much faster than Haney's. Haney might be quicker with the one shots at long range, but when they're at mid-range like that, and Linares can get those fast hooks off, those are much faster and tighter than Haney's shots in that position. And yeah, Linares got the better of it. Haney did the stanky leg, kind of wobbled to his corner. And the next round, he came out and his legs were still gone. His corner actually got him to stand up early because they could sense that his legs were still dodgy. So they got him to stand up early to try and walk it off. But yeah, it didn't really work. So the next round, Haney comes out and he was still all over the place. He was having to grab Jorge Linares on multiple occasions to try and get through it and was really in survival mode, to be honest with you. He didn't really put that much offense together. So either way, he got through the crisis, managed to survive. And I can't remember if that was the 12th or the 11th or the 12th. I think it might have been the 11th. Comes out for the 12th, manages to get through it, wasn't really trying to put any hurt on Linares, saw the final bell, and that's all she wrote. Devin Haney gets the decision. Now, he deserved the decision. He did win the fight. He did outbox Jorge Linares for the most part, but he didn't shine in this fight at all. And that's what he was supposed to do. That's what this fight was set up for him to do, was to shine and to put a statement out there to the lightweight division, to his rivals in Ryan Garcia and Teofimo Lopez. He was supposed to put a statement out to those guys. Didn't do it. Even Tank Davis, right? Didn't put a statement out. He looked vulnerable in there. I think that Devin Haney does lack power. I know other people have said this over the past few years, but for me, it was hard to tell because, you know, I hadn't seen him in there against an opponent who I knew had a certain level of punch resistance. So it's difficult to gauge, you know, where his power is at until you've seen him in there with someone who we know their punch resistance, if you understand what I mean. And that's what we had with Jorge Linares. And based upon what he was unable to do here in terms of really put a dent in Linares, you have to question Haney's punching power. To be fair, as I said earlier on, his accuracy or his precision was lacking. And if you're lacking in precision, then you're not going to be able to hurt guys unless you're a real thunderous puncher who can hurt people through the gloves. Most guys are going to need to land clean to be able to put a dent in their opponents. And Devin Haney, for the most part, wasn't really doing that with certainly the right hand. Did land a few clean uppercuts with the left. But be that as it may, I do think that's a valid criticism that Haney lacks punching power. But I think he should own that. I don't think Haney should be out here trying to force stoppages and all this kind of stuff. He gets criticism for being negative. I think he should stick with the negativity because it works for him. See, when he's boxing negative, he doesn't end up getting wobbled by Jorge Linares. When he was trying to get Linares out of there, he was forcing it and it just wasn't working and it didn't look good. At least when he's boxing on a back foot and he's being negative, it's not forced. It comes naturally to him. So I think he should forget about what the public are saying, what the critics are saying, and all this kind of stuff, and just stick to the negative boxing, because that's what works for him. It's not going to be entertaining for me, all right? It's not going to be entertaining for a lot of you guys, but I just think that's who Devin Haney is, based upon what I've seen here against Linares. Obviously, I've seen Devin Haney fight on multiple occasions for several years, but against this level of opponent, to me, it becomes clear that he is a boxer. He's not a puncher. He's a guy who can be a real slickster, make it difficult for you, stick and move, walk you onto shots rather than looking for the shots. And if he owns that and sticks with that, I think he'll have a lot more success. If he, at least at this stage, maybe in a few years, if he gets physically stronger and bigger, he's only 22 years of age, Devin Haney. Maybe in a few years that might change. But as of right now, I think he should just try to be the slickster that he is, rather than trying to force himself to be this puncher and Floyd Mayweather, you know, reincarnated, because he's not that. Yes, he's got some of Mayweather's DNA there, but he doesn't have the level of athleticism that a young Floyd Mayweather had. So anyway, let me know what you guys think in the comments below. Did you, like me, think it was a shaky performance from Devin Haney? Or were you more impressed? Were you more sympathetic because of the fact that he's only 22? See, me, I don't really business when it comes to age of fighters, because it's about experience more so than age. If you're good enough and you've got the experience, then you're old enough. Yeah, Mike Tyson was 20 years of age when he won the heavyweight title. Wilfred Benitez was 17 years of age. Amir Khan, I think, was 22. So if you're good enough and you got the experience, then you're old enough. Yeah, you're still a man when you're 22 at the end of the day. Now, some people, perhaps many people, will gain a good deal of strength between the ages of 22 to maybe 28, 29, 30. But with other people, the difference will be negligible. It's yet to be seen what the case is with Devin Haney. But from what I saw there, needs to stick to being a slickster. The power stuff, lead that to Teofimo Lopez, lead that to Ryan Garcia, lead that to Tank Davis. Because I'm trying to imagine Devin Haney in there with any of those fighters. And the only way I see him beating him is by being slick, is by being awkward, is by being difficult to hit. If he tries to take it to any of those guys, I think he's in serious trouble. And look at what Jorge Linares did to him in that 10th round, I believe it was. Imagine if that was Ryan Garcia in there, a younger guy whose hands are just as fast as Linares, if not faster, and more power. Not a good look. Same with Teofimo Lopez. Bigger puncher than Linares for my money. So, he's going to need to go back to being a slickster. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. I'm out.